last semester of her master's degree in human nutrition at Arizona State University. Her specialties are nutrition communications and investigative nutrition and health journalism, and her presentation is based on her master's thesis. Thanks.
Hey, thank you, Katie. Good morning. As you said, I'm Wendy Bader, and I will be presenting factors associated with parents' failure to perceive that their child is overweight or obese. Let me get closer to the mic here. So, no relationships to disclose. Although childhood obesity continues to be somewhat of a hot topic, unfortunately, many parents fail to recognize that their child is overweight or obese. A parent's perception of their child's weight, including perception of their child's eating and physical activity behaviors, may determine if a parent will provide an overall healthy lifestyle for their child. But if a parent doesn't recognize overweight or obesity in their child, they may not be ready to support or instigate necessary interventions to prevent weight-related health issues. Researchers have been investigating the factors associated with parents' accuracy or inaccuracy at determining their child's body weight status for about 10 years now. They've been examining a variety of factors such as household characteristics, parent characteristics, child characteristics as potential predictors. The consensus among the prior research is that it's common for parents to misclassify their overweight or obese child's weight status, and majority of parents underestimate their overweight or obese child's weight status. Now, let me clarify a couple terminology that I'm going to be using throughout the discussion is that OW is going to mean overweight, OB is going to be obesity, and then normal slash healthy weight is going to be, that's our abbreviation there. And the term underestimate, I'm going to be using that quite a bit throughout the discussion. I'll go a little more depth about it. Basically, when parents underestimate their child's body weight status, it means that they perceive that the child's weight category is actually less than or below than it really is. So a parent with an obese child may perceive that child is really only normal weight. So going on, that parents are more likely to correctly classify normal, healthy weight children than overweight. So an example of a synthesis of many individual studies that overweight obese children were accurately classified by their parents only about 35 to 45% of the time, as opposed to normal weight children were accurately classified by parents 60 to 85%. And that the strongest predictors of parents' ability to classify were child's age, gender, and BMI. And unfortunately, parents may not always associate childhood overweight with increased health risk. So overall, the prior research shows that parents of boys, younger children, and overweight children, including overweight boys and younger children, are much more likely to misclassify, meaning underestimate in our discussion, misclassify, underestimate their child's body weight status. So why are parents poor judges of overweight in their child? The literature, again, consensus that parents may think that having an overweight child reflects negatively on them, that excess weight on a child, especially younger children, is considered more cute, desirable, as this can be a symbol of being healthy or well-fed, and that they believe that baby fat, excess weight, will be outgrown as a child gets taller, and that definition of overweight, and this can be cultural, is different. That they don't necessarily don't understand the growth charts in the doctor's office, or they don't feel that the growth charts apply to them. And that overweight may not be an issue for a parent, even if they do recognize it, until that overweight harms a child. For instance, the child's teased about it, or the child can't play soccer anymore because of the weight, or they become ill. So our study design was secondary data analysis of the New Jersey Childhood Obesity Study, which was conducted by Rutgers Center for State Health Policy and funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. And the New Jersey study here on the left was a survey of 1,700 households in five New Jersey cities, low-income cities. It was a random digital dial survey, and they had to have a child, at least one child, aged 3 to 18. And about 94% of the respondents were either the parent or the grandparent. And when they completed the survey, the respondents were sent a tape measure and specific instructions to capture the height and weight for both the parents and for the child. Now, on our present study on the right, of the 1,700 surveys, 592 of them returned the parent-measured height and weights, But 44 of the values for the children were biologically plausible values, so we had to exclude those 44 values with a total sample of 548. The New Jersey childhood obesity data, we use a variety of household, parent, and child characteristics, like socioeconomic characteristics, demographics, et cetera, and the parent-measured height and weight data that I was just discussing. And then, importantly, the parents' perception of their child's body weight was captured. And how that was captured with the survey question that was asked the parents is, do you think the child is, on a five-point scale, anywhere from very underweight to very overweight, so on a five-point scale? So when we were looking at the prior research, it was consistently showing that parents were more accurate at identifying overweight in girls versus boys, but it was kind of only casually mentioned as part of findings, and nobody really delved into that finding so much. And they were looking at examined gender's influence on parents' accuracy only within one age category. If they look at adolescents, so they'll look at preschool age children. They weren't looking at gender's influence on parents' accuracy across age categories, like what's the difference between older girls versus younger girls. And so the purpose of our study was to kind of fill in this gap, do our own exploration of the specific factors associated with why parents are accurate or inaccurate with their weight, child's weight perception, and then to answer these two key questions that were the basis for two of our key hypotheses. Are parents more accurate at identifying weight status of older girls than younger girls? And are they more accurate at identifying overweight in girls than in boys across all age categories? And we hypothesized that the answer was yes to both. So our dependent variable is right here. It's the accuracy of parents' perception of their child's body weight status as compared to the parent-measured weight status. So we've got parent perception in this column, in this column here. So parents' perception based on the survey question that they were asked versus the actual body weight measured that came back from the parent measurements. And so taking those two categories, we define accuracy of parents' perception is either accurate or inaccurate, meaning that, which was further defined as either their parents were underestimators or they were overestimators. So, for example, if we have a child who was actually measured as overweight, but the parent thought the child was underweight or normal weight, we say that they underestimated them, right? If the parent actually did perceive the child was overweight, then we say they were accurate. But if a parent perceived that same child as obese, they say we overestimated it. Our sample only had about 4% of overestimators, so we excluded the overestimates. So for the purpose of our study, we defined accuracy of parents' perception as either accurate or inaccurate or underestimating. So when I say inaccurate, it also means they also underestimated. So I have to make that clear for the rest of the discussion here. So the results. Here's our descriptives. It's all our independent variables also, and I'll just highlight a couple of ones that are in red here. We had a 50-50 split between males and females children. About 50% were age 12 to 19, but we had a good split overall, which is better than most studies of age groups. A majority of the children and the parents were either Hispanic or non-Hispanic black, and that about 36% of the children total were overweight or obese, and on the parents, 73% of the parents were overweight or obese over here, and that a majority of the households were in low income. So this is a chart that shows the discrepancies between the parent-measured weight status versus the parent's perception over here. By the weight category, underweight, so from darker to light, we go underweight up from underweight up to obese. So example, 3.8% of the children were underweight, but 10.4% of the parents thought they had an underweight child. And so we've got the discrepancy between normal weight, overweight, but we've got the largest discrepancy right here at the top, showing about 21% of the children were obese, but only about 3% of the parents thought they had an obese child. So a bivariate analysis, due to time constraints, we can't show you the table results, but this is a really good summary of our bivariate results, that these categories of children have parents who are significantly less accurate at identifying their child's body weight status. So parent boys, overweight children, especially the overweight boys, children of overweight parents, and children of low-income homes, parents were significantly less accurate identifying their child's body weight status. So, let me take a sip here. Here's the results of multivariate logistic regression analysis of the association between these explanatory variables and parents' accuracy versus inaccuracy, meaning underestimation of the child's body weight status. So for terms of multivariate, we coded inaccurate as 1 and accurate as 0. So I'll be talking in terms of inaccuracy and underestimation. And we tested for the full sample and a subset of just the overweight children here in those results in each of the columns. So here we've got child's age. It was significant in the overweight model and approached significance in the full samples. So what this is showing that as a child got older, it was less likely that the parent was going to be inaccurate. So the translation is the older the child, the more likely the parent would be accurate. And then race, ethnicity, the only thing we found here is that parents of overweight Hispanic children were 5 times more likely to underestimate their child's weight than parents of non-Hispanic white children. And then child's gender was significant in both models, showing that for parents of boys, parents of boys were two to five times more likely to underestimate their child's weight than parents of girls. And then parent BMI here in the full sample, showing that overweight and obese parents were about 2 times more likely, at 2 times greater odds of underestimating their child's weight compared to non-overweight obese parents. So here's my favorite graph. You get tired of creating tables and looking at tables, so creating a graph is a nice change. So what this is that when we were testing our hypotheses that parents of adolescent girls were going to be more accurate at determining their child's weight than parents of younger girls, we created this graph to visualize the data. And so we used the dividing point of age 12 between adolescent girls and younger girls. And so we made this graph to visualize the data to see if there's any trends in accuracy. And what we found here is that there was a slight uptake. These are the ages down here. Parents of 4 to 17-year-olds were a little bit more accurate at perceiving their child's weight. So based on those results, we then pulled multivariate analysis, and we just excluded just to the female children. Instead of age 12 as a dividing point, we used age 14 as a dividing point between adolescents and young girls. And the results are that as the girl got older, there's half the odds that the parents would underestimate their weight. So translate that, the older the girl, the more likely the parent would be accurate. And then on parents, BMI was kind of an unusual result here that we didn't see anywhere else, but for obese parents of girls, about 2.5 times greater odds of underestimating their girl's weight compared to non-overweight obese parents. So for multivariate analysis summary, child gender by far was the strongest predictor, and that boys had 2 to 5 times greater odds of having parents underestimating their weight. And for age, parents of older overweight obese children and older girls were more accurate. And this is child BMI. Parents of overweight obese children were more likely to underestimate their child's weight, especially overweight obese boys. Then as parents, BMI went up, accuracy went down. So conclusion as far as to wrap this up, are parents more accurate identifying the weight status of older girls and younger girls? We're going to full circle back to those questions that we asked. These are the hypothesis-based questions. Are parents more accurate identifying overweight in girls and in boys across all age categories? We found that the answer for both of those was yes. So the implications. Both public health advocates and healthcare providers fundamentally agree that early intervention, prevention, and treatment of childhood obesity is imperative. And an important part of this process is understanding the disconnect between parents' perception of their child's weight and the child's actual weight status. And if parents don't recognize that their child is overweight and understand that there's potential health risks, they may not support prevention programs or interventions that are necessary to prevent weight-related health issues. And if parents don't support them, don't support the necessary interventions like intervention programs, the public health consequences could be something as short and long term as increased healthcare costs and decreased workforce productivity. However, increased awareness of overweight by the parent does not necessarily guarantee that the parent will change their behaviors and provide a healthier lifestyle for their family or for that particular child. And there's a lack of evidence that increased awareness of overweight by the parents always leads to better parental guidance or better weight outcomes for the child. And overweight does not necessarily always mean unhealthy or unfit. But parents' sharper awareness of their girls' overweight compared to the parents of boys is maybe reflective of social values that emphasize for girls to be more normal, healthy weight, or even underweight for girls. And excess weight on boys seems to be more acceptable, that boys having a little bit of excess weight seems to be maybe representative of stronger, sturdy body type. And that further research is needed in gender bias in identifying overweight in children, that additional knowledge in this area could hopefully lead to successful interventions that are age-based and gender-based that would address the distinct challenges of both boys and girls' weight management. So that's it. And these are my acknowledgments, and I think we're on time. Okay, thanks.
We probably do have time for one question for Wendy, and if I just one, and if I can ask the panelists to repeat back the question, it's easier to hear in the back.
Yes.
A question is wondering what your or a comment, wondering what your thoughts might be. So one of the concerns that I think about with this is as we try and engage parents in being more knowledgeable and accurate about their perception of their child's weight, the research also supports that very restrictive behaviors on the part of parents related to their child's food intake can actually perpetuate disordered eating patterns later in life. So how would you suggest coupling parent education, you know, with that? I think that's a really concerning component about parents thinking, oh, my child is overweight, I should stop by not to restrict their eating.
No, exactly. What she was saying, that often, could people hear what she was saying? That parents sometimes often, when they hear that their child is overweight, may restrict their eating and not possibly lead to eating disorders. This is what was actually something that we found but didn't have time to cover here, is that unfortunately mothers were more likely to do that than, you know, of course, fathers. And most of the studies were really, a lot of times were asking mothers more than fathers these questions. And so, you know, that is kind of out of the scope of my study, but, you know, it's because of the social stigmas for girls versus boys, that, you know, even boys have eating disorders, but it's a huge issue as far as, you know, how parents perceive their child and, you know, and if they perceive that child as overweight and obese and they put that stigma, I'm sorry, on that child, potential eating disorders. Yes, we saw that and we read about that too, and that is a concern. Is that it?
Yeah, we'll go to the next. Thank you.